夏令会快到了。
Summer conference is coming.
如果你还没有报名，我鼓励你尽早的报名。
If you have not registered yet, I encourage you to do so soon.
我们礼拜六下午有两场的电影。
On that Saturday afternoon, we'll have two times for a movie.
是一个很感动人的故事。
It's a very moving story.
看到一个丈夫怎么从不爱他的太太到转变成爱他的太太。
We'll see how a husband turned from not loving his wife to loving her.
看到一个那个太太怎么从不爱他的先生到爱他的先生顺从他的先生。
And how a wife turned from not loving her husband to loving him and submitting to him.
差不多两个钟头。
About 2 hours.
然后有中文字幕。
And there will be a Chinese subtitle.
Judy 跟我几个礼拜前看了以后，我们眼泪都掉出来。
Judy and I watched a few weeks ago. We are very moved to tears.
所以我们看完电影还有一些讨论会。
And after the movie, we'll have discussion.
所以我希望大家不要错过这个机会。
So I hope everybody will not miss this opportunity.
如果夏令会里面时间还有一两个好的电影，可能大人跟青少年也可以一起看。
And maybe if we have more good movies, maybe the youth can join the adults in watching them.
礼拜六跟礼拜天晚上的时间，我听说打算有家庭夜，是吧？
I heard that there will be family night on Saturday and Sunday.
我们全家可以在一起，一起唱歌，然后有一些游戏。
A whole family can be together to sing praises and also have some games.
有一些分享的机会。
And some time for sharing.
所以请，如果你还没有报名，你就是决心，要来。
So if you have not registered yet, please make up your mind now.
我是希望，除非你是重病或出差的话，不然我希望在那边看到你。
I hope that unless you're seriously sick or you're out of town on business, I want to see you there.
今天我们看这个题目。
Today we'll look at this title.
忧愁变为喜乐。
Sorrow turned into joy.
约翰十四章到十六章。
John chapters 14 to 16.
是被称为英文字已经打在里面结构单上面。
Was described as upper room discourse, is printed in the bulletin.
我们中文也可以翻成上房的讲道。
It's an upper room sermon.
为什么说是上房？
Why is it called the upper room?
根据圣经学者跟一些传统。
According to some Bible scholars and tradition,
耶稣讲到的地方是一个在房子的楼上一个大厅里面。
Where Jesus preached, it was in at the top floor of the building.
所以叫做上房。
And it's called the upper room.
今天这段经文是这个讲道的结论。
And today is the conclusion of this discourse.
主要是针对当时门徒们的一些情绪。
And really mainly pinpointing the disciples' emotions.
他们忧愁。
They were sorrowful.
他们对耶稣的教导不懂。
They did not understand Jesus' teaching.
他们惧怕。
And they were fearful.
门徒这种反应对我来讲反而是蛮安慰的。
This kind of reaction of disciples is kind of, comforting to me.
因为让我看到说他们也是人啊。
Because let me see that they are human after all.
他们有人的问题。
They have human problems,
但神仍然可以用它。
But God can still use them.
我们有时候觉得这些门徒们是神仙一样，是凡人。
Sometimes we feel they are supernatural people.
他和我们不一样，有时候我们有这种感觉。
They are very different from us. We feel
神给他们特别的能力，特别的知识。
God gives them the special power and a special knowledge.
这是错误的印象。
That is an erroneous impression.
门徒也是人。
Disciples were people too.
有人的软弱，有人的失败。
They had a human weakness and failures.
但神仍然用他。
Yet God still used them.
这段经文的主题是喜乐。
The theme of this discourse is joy.
这个喜乐这个字眼屡次的出现。
Because this word joy appeared many times in this passage.
门徒那时候听到这个讲道，他们没有喜乐。
When the disciples heard this sermon, they did not have joy.
但耶稣所讲的话，
But what Jesus said,
以后终于影响了他们一生的生命。
Later influenced their whole life afterwards.
同样的，
In the same way,
耶稣在这里所讲的话，
what Jesus is saying here,
也可以一样的影响你和我一生的生命。
Can also influence your life and also my life.
我今天有三点。
I have 3 points.
我们要一起看。
And we'll look at them together.
看看你我怎么样可以让忧愁变为喜乐。
To see how we can turn sorrow into joy.
第一点。
First point.
我们必须知道神的计划。
We must know God's plan.
这是十六节到二十二节。
It's from verses 16 to 22.
十六节有个字眼一直出现的
in verse 16,
开始
16, it started out with a particular word,
中文说等不多时
this phrase, a little while,
等不多时
a little while.
门徒们彼此相问这是什么意思
the disciples were asking themselves, what does this mean?
可能他们想要知道
they wanted to know.
究竟耶稣这句话指什么
What was Jesus saying about this?
有可能你也想知道最近这句话指什么。
Maybe you want to know what Jesus is referring to.
这句话有两个可能。
There are two possibilities.
第一个可能。
First.
指耶稣的受死跟复活。
It refers to Jesus' death and resurrection.
这不久就要发生了。
Which is to happen very soon.
在耶稣死了以后。
And after Jesus died.
是有一会儿。
There was for a little while.
他们没有看见耶稣
They did not see Jesus,
因为耶稣被埋葬
because he was buried.
但是当他耶稣从死里复活以后
But when Jesus rose from the dead,
他们就再看见他
They saw him again.
虽然在这之前耶稣讲过说他三天以后要复活
Even before that, Jesus told them that he would rise after 3 days.
耶稣讲过好多次
And he told them many times.
但门徒们就没有充分了解耶稣讲的话
But the disciples did not fully understand what Jesus said.
第二个可能一会儿是指什么
The second possibility for the meaning of a little while.
指耶稣要回到天父那里去
Refers to Jesus' return to the heavenly Father.
这是在十七节
It's found in verse 17.
他说因我往父那里去
Because I go to the Father.
耶稣在十六章第十节也这么讲
Jesus said the same thing in chapter 16 verse 10.
为义是因我往父哪里去你们就不再见我
and concerning righteousness because I go to the Father and you no longer behold me
如果是这个第二个意思的话
if the second meaning
当耶稣回到天父那里
when Jesus returns to the Heavenly Father
这些门徒
these disciples
他们在生前没有再看过耶稣
did not see Jesus again during their life
对不对
right
但是当他们去世的时候以后
But after they died,
他们的灵魂与主同在
their spirits were with Jesus.
他们的确看见耶稣了
And indeed they saw Jesus.
今天教会的弟兄姐妹都在等耶稣的再来
Today brothers and sisters in the church are waiting for Jesus' second coming.
需要能看见耶稣基督
to see him.
圣经说这段时间是短暂的
And Bible tells us this is a short time.
是一会儿的。
It's a little while.
我们看一两段的圣经节。
Let's look at a few verses.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
十六到十八节。
Verses 16 to 18.
哥林多后书第四章十六到十八节。
Second Corinthians 4 verses 16 to 18.
你找到，请你跟我一起来读这段经文。
I'd like to ask you to read together with me these verses.
格林的后书第四章十六到十八，一起来。所以我们不善胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。我们是自障自心的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念手见。乃是顾念手不见的因为手见的是暂时的手不见的是永远的提到暂时短暂
talks about the momentary, temporal.
再看希伯来书第十章三十七节
Hebrews 10:37
希伯来书十章三十七节
Hebrews 10:37
也请大家找到跟我一起念希伯来书十章三十七节一起来因为还有一点点的时候那要来的就来并不迟也圣经老是提到一点点
Bible is always saying a very little while.
为什么这样?
Why?
因为你我在世界上的时间,
because your time and my time on earth,
可能最多是一百年,
is at most 100 years.
对许多人来讲,
to many people,
这段时间跟那个永世啊,
this length of time compared with eternity,
或者是无限大的无限长的时间比较的话,
or compared with the infinity length of time,
的确是片时短暂,
is indeed very short,
一下子就会过去,
and will pass in a moment.
耶稣讲完这个开始解释神的计划。
So after that, Jesus started to explain God's plan.
我们看二十节。
Let's go back to verse 20.
十六章二十节，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要痛苦哀号，世人倒要喜乐。你们将要忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。耶稣自己就经过这样。
Jesus encountered this experience.
这是他亲身的经历。
That's his own personal experience.
那个以赛亚书怎么形容耶稣？
How did Isaiah describe Jesus?
那我们看以赛亚书五十三章第三节。
Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3.
以赛亚书五十三章第三节。
Isaiah 53 verse 3。
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，残经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。然后第四节。他诚然担当我们的忧患。背负我们的痛苦，我们却为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。但是看看 新约的希伯来书怎么讲。
And let's go to the New Testament, Hebrews.
请看希伯来书十二章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
希伯来书十二章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。十字架对耶稣来讲
，To Jesus the cross
是让他从忧患忧愁变为喜乐的一个工具。
It's a tool for him to turn sorrow into joy.
这是神做事的方法。
This is the way how God works.
神今天也要让我们同样的经过来得到喜乐。
And today, God wants to help us through so that we can have joy.
回到约翰福音第十六章。
Let's go back to John chapter 16.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
耶稣给了一个实际的例子哈。
Jesus gave an actual example.
二十一节，妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了，既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。我相信我们当中许多妈妈们有这样的经历。
I know many of mothers present have this kind of experience.
生产的时候是极其痛苦。
During childbirth is extremely painful.
我有时候身体不舒服去看医生的时候
Sometimes if I don't feel well, I go to see a doctor.
如果我身体某一部分有点疼痛
If I feel some kind of pain in a certain part of my body,
医生护士有时候就会问我
The doctor or the nurse sometimes will ask me.
疼痛的程度如果从一到十
The degree of pain, if we want to describe it from 1 to 10,
问我疼痛的程度是多少
They ask me, what's your level?
而那个最高的十呢
If the highest point 10,
常常是代表母亲们生产的痛苦。
Usually represents the pain of childbirth.
生产的确是极其痛苦的。
So childbirth is really painful.
指数是十啊。
It has the index of 10.
而母亲们躺在医院里面。
So when the mother is in the hospital,
一方面痛。
On one hand, she is in pain.
一方面忧愁，这个疼痛还要多久啊
？On the other hand, she is worried how much longer does she have to endure the pain.
但是当孩子生出来的时候
，But when the baby is born,
一听到哭声呢
，And she hears the cry.
如果听到有两个人的哭声呢
，Or she hears cry from two babies.
所以的痛苦他都忘记了。
All the pain will melt away.
他的忧愁转变成为喜乐。
The sorrow will turn into joy.
这边说不再纪念哈。
Here it says that to remember no more.
Okay, 其实不是说这个妈妈不记得这个痛苦了。
Doesn't mean that she does not have a memory of it.
我想我们当中的母亲们那个痛苦总是记得的。
I'm sure a mother's presence still remembers the pain.
而是说当新生的婴孩的欢喜啊。
But what is saying that the joy of having this newborn baby?
将那个痛苦推到背后了。
Pushes this pain behind her back.
你不再去想它了。
You don't think about it anymore.
当你抱着你新生婴孩的时候。
So when you're holding the new baby.
你不再纪念这个痛苦了。
You don't remember this pain.
有一个真实的故事这么说。
There's a true story that says like this.
有一个母亲。
There's a mother.
她的名字在柬埔寨叫 Marcia Mayer。
Marcia Mayer is her name.
她是住在芝加哥附近的。
She lived around Chicago.
她怀孕三个月的时候。
During the third month of her pregnancy.
有一天不小心的。
One day, she was careless.
脆伤了她的脊椎骨。
She fractured her spine.
她需要花六个半礼拜的时间。
She had to spend 6.5 weeks.
在一种特别的架子里面。
In a striker frame.
那个叫 striker frame, 特别的架子让她身体能够不随便的移动。
A special frame to keep her body immobile.
然后她还要有九个礼拜的时间。
And then for another 9 weeks.
身体要上石膏啊。
She had to have a body cast.
我想这个对她来讲。
I think to her.
这段时间非常的困难。
This was a very difficult time.
一方面担心肚子里面的婴孩。
On the one hand, she worried about the baby in her.
一方面，每天在家里不但不能帮助家人任何事情。
And on the other hand, she could not help her family members.
还要家人帮他们。
But she needed their help.
你可以想象 Marcia 那时候脑子里面常常会想到什么。
You can imagine what Marcia was thinking all the time.
她的教会许多人为她祷告。
Many people in the church prayed for her.
许多姐妹帮她做家事。
And many sisters help her with the work at home.
六个月以后。
Six months later.
当这个婴孩出生了。
When the baby was born.
Marcia 说。
Marcia said.
我这个新的女婴孩所带来的喜乐。
The joy the newborn babe brought me.
让这一件事情值得了。
Made it all worthwhile.
我过去痛苦的记忆啊。
The memory of the pain and pain.
和今天的大喜乐的比较。
Compared with the great joy I have today,
那是一件极小的事。
It's really insignificant.
当我这些门徒们的忧愁，
when the disciples' sorrow,
他们要变成喜乐，
being turned into joy,
即使在耶稣复活，
it took place when Jesus rose from the dead,
他们会看见，
and they saw it.
或者当他们的灵魂与耶稣同在的时候，
or when the spirits were with Jesus.
他们会觉得说他们的忧愁都变成喜乐。
And they will know that their sorrows were being turned into joy.
我想弟兄姐妹们。
I think brothers and sisters.
当我们认识耶稣的那个经历哈。
If the experience of knowing Jesus.
让真正认识到耶稣基督。
To really know him.
我们会有同样的感受。
We'll have the same feeling.
我们为罪极其的忧伤。
We're sorrowful for our sins.
却被转变成一种新生命的喜乐。
And yet this is turned into the joy of the new life.
圣经上几位伟人也是这样。
And some heroes in the Bible have the same experience.
你还记得亚伯拉罕吗？
Do you remember Abraham?
撒拉不能生育。
Sarah was barren.
带给他很大的绝望。
Brought him hopelessness.
但是终于因为儿子的出世啊。
But finally when his son was born.
亚伯拉罕唱出新歌来。喜乐的歌啊
！Abraham sang a new joyful song.
他给他儿子取名叫以撒。
He gave his son's name as Isaac.
以撒的意思就是喜笑。
Isaac meant laughter.
他笑出声音来。
He laughed.
你还记得摩西吗
？Remember Moses?
他有40年时间很失望的。
He had 40 years of disappointment.
每天讲到的对象就是那一群羊。
Every day he preached only to the sheep.
那么羊也不晓，羊也没有不晓得会不会喜欢呢
？And he didn't even know how they would take it.
但40年之后
，But 40 years later，
神给他个大有力40年的侍奉。
God gave him 40 years of powerful ministry.
同样的
，In the same way，
我们今天的困难
the difficulties we have today.
也可以同样带来喜色喜乐的这个可能性。
Will also bring the potential for joy.
我们当中，我知道是有些人。
I know there are some among us.
可能在今世的时间不会经历到那完全的喜乐。
Will never experience the perfect joy in this life.
一直到与主同在。
Until they are with Jesus.
但是就是我们在这个世界上。
But even when we are on this earth.
也带着转变成忧愁转变成喜乐的可能呢。
We have this potential of turning sorrow into joy.
可能就是在一些痛苦的家庭当中。
And maybe in some family with difficulties.
夫妻之间的冲突啊。
And with the difficulties among spouses.
也可能就是在我们极大疾病的时候。
Or when we have a very sick, a very big sickness.
也可能我们碰到一些莫名其妙的灾害。
Or we have some unexpected trouble.
或者在我们经济情形急速下降不能转回的时候。
Or when our economic condition is just sinking like a rock.
神要让我们的喜乐转变成忧愁转变成喜乐。
God wants to turn our sorrow into joy.
因为这是他在每一个儿女上的计划跟工作。
Because that's his plan and work in his children.
不但这样，耶稣又给个保证，在二十二节哈。
Not only that, Jesus gave an assurance in verse 22.
我们大家看一下二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。这喜乐也没有人能夺去哈，没有一个人。
No one.
没有一件事情。
Nothing.
能将神给你的喜乐拿掉
can take away God's joy for you.
除非你自己让人家拿去
unless you let somebody take it away.
门徒们很快他们就经历这个这件事
very soon the disciples experienced it.
他们给人家骂被人关起来
they were rebuked, they were locked up.
他们失去工作
they lost their job.
失去家人失去地位
lost their families, their status.
他们有人被杀
Some were even killed.
但也没有人能夺去他们心中的喜乐。
But no one could take the joy away from them.
保罗也这么说。
Paul said this.
我们看腓立比书四章四节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4 verse 4.
腓立比书四章四节。
Philippians 4:4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说。你们要喜乐哈，我们中文的翻译这边稍微一个字，也许不是最完美。
The Chinese translation is a word that can be better.
就是常常哈。
It's the word always in Chinese.
你看英文的意思就是说你们要靠主永远喜乐，而不是说大部分的时间喜乐而已。
The English translation gives a meaning that always. The Chinese has a little connotation that is.Most of the time.
因为没有一个人没有件事情能将忠心信徒的喜乐拿掉
because nobody and nothing can take the joy away from a faithful believer
有一个去世的老圣徒这么讲
there was an old believer he is now departed
yeah, 他这么说
he said this
我用先用中文讲一次然后请Judy翻译
Pastor will quote it in Chinese first.
他说：“忠心信徒们呢，他们有喜乐和安慰，是天使不能解的，并且是魔鬼不能拿掉的。”
For the faithful saints, they have joy and comfort. Angels cannot give, and evils cannot take.
天使没有办法给你。
Angels cannot give you.
但是鬼魔没有办法拿掉。
But the evils cannot take away either.
但是请记住弟兄姐妹们。
But please remember the brothers and sisters.
喜乐常常是要先经过忧愁。
Joy very often has to go through sorrow.
所以有一句英文格言这么讲。
So there is an English proverb that goes like this.
喜乐是从忧伤的灰烬中出来的。
Joy rises from the ashes.
喜乐是从忧伤的灰烬中里面生出来的。
Joy rises from the ashes of sorrow.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们在世上有一段时间。
We have a certain period of time on earth.
我们每个人日子不一样。
We have different times on earth.
会有忧愁。
We will have sorrow.
一定会碰到。
we will encounter that.
甚至痛苦哀号。
Or even sadness and wailing.
但神要借着这些忧愁，让它转变成喜乐。
But God will use this sorrow and turn it into joy.
因为这是他的计划跟工作。
Because this is His plan and His work.
我们看第二大点。
Let's look at second main point.
要有喜乐的话，我们必须奉他的名求。
To have joy, we must ask in His name.
这是二十三节到二十四节。
This is from verses 23 and 24.
到那日你们什么也就不问我了，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们看到不但有喜乐，还是一个满足的喜乐。
Do you see here it says not only do we have joy, it will be a joy made full.
但是我们必须奉耶稣的名求。
But we must ask in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名求，我们有三件事情要注意。
To ask in Jesus' name, there are three things we have to remember.
第一件。
First.
那你就不能奉自己的名求了。
That means you cannot ask in your own name.
可惜我们许多信徒。
But unfortunately, for many believers.
只是奉自己的名求。
We ask in our own name.
凭着自己的名就要来到神的面前。
We come before God in our own name.
过去在费城出名的牧师叫James Boyce 布伊斯这么讲。
There was a very famous pastor in Philadelphia, James Boyce.
他说许多今天的祷告。
He said there are many prayers today.
就是很认真基督徒的祷告。
Even from very serious Christians.
是没有用的。
Were useless.
也是没有功效。
And ineffectual.
因为祷告的人。
Because the one praying,
在接近神的时候
when he draws near to God,
认为神非得准许他们的请求
feels that God must answer their request,
只是因为他们为神做了某些事
only because they have done something for God.
你有没有这样的经历
Do you have this kind of experience?
神啊我替你做一些事情你现在要报答我
God, I've done something for you so you should reward me.
我们的求的时候不能奉自己的名
When we ask, we should not ask in our own name.
要奉耶稣的名。
We should ask in Jesus' name.
不凭自己的功德。
Not according to our own merit.
乃是凭着耶稣的功德。
But Jesus' merit.
为什么这边强调名呢？
Why does it emphasize this word name?
耶稣的全名是什么？
What is Jesus' full name?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
主耶稣基督。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督，这是他全名。
Lord Jesus Christ, that's his full name.
主是代表主人呢。
Lord means master.
耶稣是代表他拯救，他是救主啊。
Jesus represents his savior.
基督是神所应许的受膏者。
And Christ is the promised anointed one.
他要来这边拯救人类。
He comes to save people.
宇宙当中有哪一个人有这样的名字
？Who has such a name in the whole universe?
美国总统的名字都不够格啊。
Even the president of the United States doesn't have such a name.
中国的党主席的名字也不够格啊。
The general party general secretary of China doesn't even have that name.
只有主耶稣基督的名。
Only the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来到我们祷告的时候。
And when we pray.
绝对不能因为我有些美德。
Cannot say that I have some merit.
神决定答应我的要求。
And God has to answer my request.
我们不能奉自己的名字求。
We cannot ask in our own name.
第二件事情我们要注意的。
Second point we have to pay attention to.
我们需要按照耶稣的本性跟他的目标求。
We have to ask according to Jesus' nature and objectives.
你有没有注意到常常在主日儿童主日学或幼稚园里面
Have you noticed sometimes in children Sunday school or in kindergarten
当孩子们开始说 coloring 把一些图案涂颜色的时候
When children are doing coloring
你会发现他们常常有两个问题
Very often they have two questions
第一个问题
First question
他们常常选一些错误的颜色
They very often pick the wrong colors
OK第二个问题呢
second question, second problem.
他们没有办法把颜色就画在那个图案里面
They cannot color within the line.
常常会过界
Very often out of line.
Okay. 但是等他慢慢长大以后
But when they grow older,
他们会选对正确的颜色
They'll pick the right color.
他不会把太阳选一个黑色的太阳把它画上去。
They won't use black for the sun.
Okay. 他们不当选对的颜色。
Not only can they pick the right color.
他们的颜色也会在图案里面。
The coloring will be within lines.
同样的哈。
Similarly.
我们这些天父的儿女们。
We, the children of the Heavenly Father.
我们也常常经过这个步骤。
We go through this kind of process.
常常我们的请求是错误的请求。
Very often our requests were wrong.
第二种呢，我们的请求是不合神心意，我们越界了，超过了。
And secondly, very often we go out of line in our request.
但是当我们慢慢长大了。
But as we grow,
我们了解神的性情。
And we know God's nature.
我们知道他的目标。
And we know his objective.
我们就按照他的性情跟目标去祈求。
We will pray according to his nature and his objective.
当我们说我们按照神的本性去祷告，
When we say we ask according to God's nature,
是表示我们所求的也是耶稣所要的。
It means that what we are asking is what Jesus would ask.
不是我们一时的欲望。
It's not according to our desire.
是表示我们所求的目的。
It means that the goal of our asking
不是我私人的什么计划。
It's not, not for my own personal plan.
一个传道人这么讲。
There's a pastor that says this.
他说祷告不是一种方法。
Prayer is not a means.
凭着这个方法，我们让神做我们所想要的。
By which we get God to do what we want.
反而是一种方法。
Rather, it's a means.
凭着这个方法，神透过我们做他想要的。
By which God does through us what He wants.
我们不是要神做我想要的。
We are not doing what we are not asking God to do what we want.
我们是让神做透过我们做他想要的。
We are asking that God will do through us what He wants.
我家里一本灵修的小册。
I have a small devotional book at home.
英文是叫做 My Uttermost.For his highest.
That's the English name.
这个 Oswald Sanders 写了一本灵修小册。
This is written by Oswald Sanders.
里面讲了一句话。
And he had a saying in the book.
提到说祷告。
About prayer.
他说祷告的概念。
The idea of prayer.
不是为了要从神那里得到答案。
It's not in order to get answers from God.
祷告是与神完美的和完全的合一。
Prayer is perfect and complete oneness with God.
我再说一次哈。
I say it again.
祷告的概念不是要从神那里得到答案。
The idea of prayer is not in order to get answers from God.
祷告是与神完美的和完全的合一。
Prayer is perfect and complete oneness, with God.
哇，你问说那怎么有可能达到这样？
Maybe you said who can ever achieve that?
或者什么样的方式我可以达到？
Or how can I achieve that?
我怎么可以达到这种情况？
How can I get to that situation?
圣经已经告诉我们。
And Bible already told us.
我们当我们顺着圣灵行事的时候。
That when we work according to the Holy Spirit.
那我们的心就跟神的心一致了。
Then our heart will be in harmony with God.
我们所求的也是他想要的。
What we ask will be what he wants.
我们看一段经文。
Let's look at that verse.
罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
26-27节。
Verses 26-27.
罗马书第八章26-27节。
Romans 6, 8. Excuse me. Romans 8, 26-27.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。这边看到圣灵怎么替我们祷告。
Here we see how the Holy Spirit prays for his saints.
当我们顺着圣灵而行，
If we walk by the Spirit,
当我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告，
If we ask in Jesus Christ's name,
其实我们只是说出圣灵没有讲出来的声音而已。
Actually, we are just vocalizing the wordless prayer of the Holy Spirit.
想想看，
So, think about it.
如果你照着耶稣的本性求，
If you pray according to Jesus' nature,
如果你照着他的目标目的去求，
if you pray according to his objective,
你可以肯定，
you can be sure,
你的祷告一定得到应允，
that your prayer will be answered,
那会带给你很多的喜乐，
and that will bring you a lot of joy.
奉耶稣名求的第三事情，
the third thing about praying in Jesus' name,
顺服他，
and that is to submit to him.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
顺服这个十字架的道路，
to submit to the way of the cross.
死亡，然后有生命。
Death and then life.
忧愁以后有喜乐。
After sorrow, joy.
顺服以后有荣耀。
After submission, glory.
你走过死荫的幽谷，才会走到光明的山顶。
If you walk through the shadow valley of the shadow of death, you reach the mountain top of life.
如果我们不肯顺服这个路。
If we are unable or unwilling to submit to,
我们其实没有顺从耶稣，我们没有顺从耶稣的名。
We are really not submitting ourselves to Jesus' name.
好几年前，我认识一个过去的伟人。
A few years ago, I knew a spiritual giant.
他的名字叫 Alan Redpath.
Oh, you read about him?
他的故事，他的书。
I know a story about Alan Redpath.
他是英国出生的一个传道人。
He was a pastor born in England.
然后在英国牧会几好几年。
He was pastor for many years in England.
然后来到美国很出名的芝加哥的穆迪教会做主任牧师。
Later he became a senior pastor of the Moody Memorial Church in Chicago.
他祷告里面讲了一句话。
In his prayer he said this.
他说，当神想要用一个人的时候，神是拿着他。并且压碎他。
When God wants to use a man, He takes him and crushes him.
当神要用一个人的时候，神抓住他，并且压碎他。
When God wants to use a man, He takes him and crushes him.
如果不压碎的话，神不能用他。
Without crushing, God cannot use him.
而被压碎的人是个顺从的人。
And the one being crushed is a submissive person.
顺从耶稣。
To submit to Jesus.
他会将你压碎。
He will crush you.
但你的忧愁也变成喜乐。
But then your sorrow will turn into joy.
因为你知道，如果不是神允许的话，
Because if it's not allowed by God,
没有一件事情会发生在你身上。
Nothing will happen to you.
并且知道，
And also we know,
他要我承担。
He wants me to be able to take,
所承担的困难呢？
To take the on sorrow,
绝不会超过我所能受的。
And the difficulty that we have to take on is not more than I can bear.
你要让忧愁变为喜乐吗？
Do you want to have sorrow turn into joy?
我们需要求。
We have to ask.
并且是奉耶稣的名求。
And also we have to ask in Jesus' name.
不奉自己的名。
Not in our own name.
照着耶稣的本性跟目的去求。
And ask according to Jesus' nature and objective.
然后顺从的求。
And then ask in a submission.
我们看第三大点。
Let's look at the third main point.
我稍微改一下第三大点。
Let me change the third point slightly.
我们必须相信我们和神的关系。
We must believe our relationship with God.
这是25节到33节。
It's found in verses 25 to 33.
我在读的时候发现这段里面有两个很主要的圣经节。
When I read this passage, I found there are two main verses here.
一个是27节。
One is verse 27.
一个是33节。
Another one is verse 33.
我们先看27节。
Let's look at verse 27.
27节是要告诉你和我，天父爱我们。
Verse 27 wants to tell us that the Heavenly Father loves us.
27节说，父自己爱你们，因为你们已经爱我，又信我是从父出来。
For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father.
耶稣要跟从他的人知道。
Jesus wants his followers to know.
我们和天父有一个特别的关系。
That we have special relationship with the Heavenly Father.
什么关系？
What kind of relationship?
他爱我们。
That he loves us.
他爱我们，因为我们先爱耶稣了。
He loves us because we first love Jesus.
并且我们相信他。
And we believe him.
你想想看，这样的知识哈。
Yeah, this kind of knowledge.
知道天父爱你。
To know that God loves you,
可以带给你喜乐。
Can bring you joy.
过去在加州有一个牧师。
In the past, there was a pastor in California.
他叫 Ray Statement.
Ray Statement.
Okay. 他一次讲到。
Once in his sermon.
他蛮有趣的。
It's an interesting thing.
他这么说哈。
He said this.
一个人早上要起来的话。
When a person gets up in the morning.
如果要好好起来的话。
If he wants to really get up.
需要有三个技巧。
He needs to have three skills.
这三个技巧都用英文的用 S 开头的。
These three skills all start with S.
第一个。
First.
Stretch 啊，伸懒腰。
He should stretch.
早上起来先伸个懒腰。
First thing in the morning, he should stretch.
让你的身体可以开始启动了。
So that you can get your body going.
第二个。
Second.
Smile, 微笑哈。
Smile.
他说你微笑的时候。
He said when you smile.
会把你的魂呢摆在一个对的这个位置。
You put your soul in the right place.
不会早上起来就开始发牢骚了。
You don't start the day with grumbling.
哎呀，今天又要去上班了。
So all saying, oh, I have to work again.
怎么搞？我的先生太太还在睡觉，没有替我弄早餐啊。
How come my spouse, husband or wife still sleeping and not fixing breakfast for me?
哎呀，今天糟糕，下雪这么大。
Oh, today, look at all that snow.
哎，今天我想到就头疼，去面对一个我那么不喜欢的人。
Oh, I thinking about it makes me, gives me a headache because I have to face somebody I don't like.
第二个先微笑。
The second thing is a smile.
第三个呢
？Third.
说。
Say.
说什么
？Say what?
天父爱我。
Heavenly Father loves me.
这样会把你的灵啊弄对了。
They will put the spirit in right place.
提醒说你的身份是什么
？To remind of your identity.
如果你一天的开始哈。
If you begin each day.
就先伸个懒腰。
With stretching.
然后微笑一下。
And then smiling.
然后说天父爱我。
And say, Heavenly Father loves me.
你一天开始就弄对了。
I think you start the day right.
天父爱我这是个很大的消息啊。
Heavenly Father loves me is a great news.
我的天父是神啊。
My Heavenly Father is God.
他是宇宙的创造者。
He's the creator of the universe.
他是昔在、今在、以后永在的神啊。
He was, he is, and will be forever.
但他却爱我。
And yet he loves me.
这真是个好消息啊。
This is such a great news.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
要不然明天早上开始就这样做。
You want to try this tomorrow morning?
先 stretch 一下。
Start with stretching.
然后 smile 一下。
Smiling.
然后说天父爱我。
And say, Heavenly Father loves me.
我相信如果你真的这样相信哈。
I believe that if you believe this too,
你去上班的时候
that when you go to work,
或者以后要上学的时候
or you go to school,
或者留在家里做事的时候
or you stay at home to work,
你会有不同的反应
you have different reactions.
第一个特别的地方是二十七节
one of the special points is in verse
23. 第二个是三十三节
the second special point is verse 33.
你可以说这是上凡讲道的结论
You can say this is the conclusion of the discourse.
三十三节说，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界啊！请注意到这边一个很强烈的对比。
Please pay attention. Here's a very strong contrast.
一个是在我里面。
One is in me.
一个是在世上或在世界上。
Another is in the world.
在耶稣里面有平安
In Jesus, you will have peace.
在世界上有苦难
In the world, you have tribulation.
请大家注意、啊、
Please pay attention.
耶稣在这里没有说
Jesus is not saying.
他没有说在耶稣里面没有苦难
He's not saying in Jesus there will not be tribulation.
这可能是一些我们信徒的一些错误、啊、
Maybe sometimes it's our erroneous
faith. 我们以为信徒以后
We feel that after we have become,
以为在耶稣里以后
we think that in Jesus,
就没有苦难
that we will not have tribulation,
一定一帆风顺
there will be smooth sailing,
一定有健康财富
and we'll have health and wealth,
耶稣所应许的
but what Jesus promised,
在他里面有平安
that in him there is peace,
这他你可以想象好像一只大船
so you can imagine this like a big boat,
在大海里面
in a big sea,
狂风暴雨的时候
very big wave and storm.
船在海里面
and the ship in, on the sea.
船仍然会随着风浪摇摆不停忽高忽下
This boat will move, with the waves and up and down.
但是在船里面的人跟船外面的一个很大的差别
But there's a big difference for those in the boat and outside the boat.
在船里面的人
those in the boat,
他知道他有平安
They know they have peace.
他坐的是航空母舰
Because they are in the battleship
carrier.
carrier.
这种平安会带给他喜乐。
This kind of peace will bring joy to them.
过去一个去世的老传道人叫 George Morrison.
There was an old pastor, George Morrison.
很有意思，他给平安下这样的定义。
He gave a very meaningful definition for peace.
他说什么叫平安
？He said, "What is peace?"
平安是你拥有足够的资源。
Peace is the possession of adequate resources.
平安是你拥有足够的资源。
Peace is the possession of adequate resources.
想想看。
Think about this.
当你面对一些困难的事情。
When you're facing some difficulties.
嘿、hey, ，你有足够的资源。
Hey, remember, you have adequate resources.
人力物力。
The manpower and the material.
财力时间啊。
You have wealth and time.
你不会惧怕。
You don't have to be afraid.
你能够面对这些任何的事。
You can face anything.
天塌下来你都不怕。
Even if the sky falls, you won't be afraid.
而在耶稣里的人。
Those in Jesus.
我们一切所需的资源。
Everything we need, all the resources we need.
因为就是耶稣他自己。
Because it means it's Jesus.
难怪耶稣在三十四章后面讲那句话。
So no wonder Jesus said in second part of verse 33.
但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
But take courage, I have overcome the world.
Okay, 这个放心这个字啊，有不同的翻译。
There are different translations to the take courage.
Okay, 原来的意思，如果照今天的英文讲法，就是 cheer up.
That's the modern translation.
振作起来，不要忧愁了。
Cheer up, don't be sorrowful.
没有什么事情值得忧愁的。
There's nothing that really should make you sorrowful.
因为耶稣已经胜了世界。
Because Jesus has overcome the world.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们是住在主里面的人。
We are living in Jesus.
我们有足够的资源呢。
We have adequate resources.
耶稣他自己的。
Jesus himself.
这是个特别的关系。
And that's a special relationship.
这个钱买不到的。
It's money cannot buy.
也没有办法你去赚来的。
You cannot earn it.
乃是神给一个恩典。
But it's the grace from God.
耶稣在这段经文讲的问了一个问题。
Jesus asked a question in this passage.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
我们一起看。
Let's look at it.
耶稣说：“现在你们信吗？”
Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe?"
这是一句关键性的话。
This is a pivotal sentence.
这句话是告诉我们怎么样从忧愁转变成喜乐。
Because it tells us how to turn sorrow into joy.
他当时这样问门徒。
When he asked the disciples then.
他今天一样问你和我。
And today he's asking us the same question.
现在你们信吗
？Now do you believe?
你信神的计划跟工作吗
？Do you believe in God's plan and work?
他就是要让从忧愁转变成喜乐。
He wants to turn sorrow into joy.
让忧愁让喜乐是从忧愁的灰烬中出来
because the joy comes out of the ashes of sorrow
你信只有当我们奉耶稣的名求的时候
do you believe that only when you ask in Jesus name
神才给你喜乐
will God give you joy
那个满足的喜乐
the fulfilling joy
你信天父爱你
Do you believe the Heavenly Father loves you?
因为你先爱耶稣
Because you first love Jesus.
既然天父爱你
Since the Heavenly Father loves you.
这样的事情发生之前他已经知道
Before the thing happened, he knew about it.
并且你是在耶稣里
And also you are in Jesus.
你不是在世界上
You're not in the world.
世界上一定有苦难
In the world you have tribulation.
但在耶稣里面却有平安
But in Jesus we do have peace.
耶稣再次问你和我
Jesus asked you and me again.
现在你们信吗
Now do you believe?
你的答案将会决定你是不是会让忧愁转变成喜乐。
Your answer will determine whether you can turn sorrow into joy.
这样祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你留下宝贝的话语。
You left us with a precious word.
让我们能够从忧愁中变为喜乐。
That we can turn sorrow into joy.
帮助我们相信
Help us to believe.
帮助我们得到那喜乐
Help us to have that joy.
我们这样祷告感谢
We pray with thanksgiving.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.